So, in terms of then developing your own strategy at Forth Valley, how did you get started with that? What were the kind of steps you went through?
I suppose the strategy has come as a response to a strategy, a whole college strategy. We've got a new principal. We've got a whole college strategy that they've just brought, the principal and the senior management team have brought in, which kind of revisits some of the historical stuff, develops some of the historical stuff further. So it was, we were ripe for a new strategy. We also had got to the end of our kind of student experience strategy, which had been had a bit of a focus more on digital skills and developing digital skills and breadth, but we felt as if perhaps we maybe need to go back to some more basic stuff round about, you know, the student experience. What we're noticing also as well is the change in learner. The change in learner and that element within those learners, perhaps we needed to go back and really go back to some basics, and the student learning experience allowed us to do that. So in many ways, we were tasked to put together you know, a 5-year strategy that met the requirements, recognizing the changing climate we're in, recognizing the tertiary quality enhancement framework, and actually recognize the fact that we're living in quite a dynamic, changing world, and our learners are changing. And perhaps a good refocus, really concentrating on supporting and developing, and really considering what we do in terms of student experience was very valuable.
Thank you, Rob. No, that's so, I've heard that a lot from a lot of different colleagues across the sector, that the changing learner is really critical right now, and so many things have happened in the world over the last few years which may have influenced
Absolutely,
that, but our learners have
absolutely.
changed,
And
definitely.
we're actually, you know, within education, we're at the front line. Our school partners are at the front line, and they are now coming into our, you know, our environment. And I'm sure the university sector is the same. The learners have changed, and with those changing learners have brought lots and lots of changing interactions with the people we work with.
So you've now got your new student experience strategy for the next 5 years,
We
and
have indeed.
where have you got to in your journey with it? What stage are you
In
at?
that sense, we have presented it. Well, we came away with the strategy and then went round various groups for scrutiny, and then got presented to the board. So the board of management who endorsed it. What we've also done is we are very much, I think sometimes strategies, especially, I think strategies quite often can be quite global. And what we decided to do was to as the model kind of does, it's already asked certain questions of itself. And what we then did is we took those questions and put some smarter objectives in there. So in many ways, what we've done is we've tiered it up, and actually our principal's very, very keen on measurables. You know, so what we can actually do is we've been tasked to say, how are we achieving this? How are we gathering the student voice? What does partnership look like, and how is that measurable? So we've now got a kind of, we've got the strategy, we've got the questions that come from the learning experience within that strategy, but then also what we've got is we've got targets, right? And those targets are very much based on what we think are very much based in Forth Valley, you know, and you know, are they achievable? The world's changing very much right now. They may be achievable, but I think we're keen to test them and see where we get to on that one, you know. And some of these targets are this year, next year, 5 years' time. So
Right, so you've got different time
we've
frames.
scanned it across, you know, and we've scanned across the 5 years of the strategy
Yeah.
itself.
And have you got any examples of targets that you could just share, just to give people an
Well,
idea?
an interesting one is we want to see our class rec increase by 10%. You know, so those are the elements, and that's within a year. So that would then be tasked with working the students in conjunction with my team to make sure that you know, the importance of class rep training, the quality class reps, that's shared with the student association, who really they drive it, but actually there has to be buy-in from managers and academic teams on that one. And that's got to be driven by the directors of curriculum. So those are two ones. Student satisfaction engagement survey. Student satisfaction engagement survey, we don't get the best returns on that one. So that again, that would be another maybe 10, 15% increase on that. So I suppose it's targets to achieve, targets that are measurable, and you know, we can then justify why we did or why we didn't. I think
Okay.
that's quite important.
Yeah. And you're measuring incremental
Yeah,
change
we are measuring
in different
incremental change.
time frames. Yeah. Yeah.
We're data rich. The colleges and universities are data rich. So these are the kind of things. And actually what it does is it justifies my existence. It justifies the student association existence. It justifies all the things that we want to happen to perhaps a board that maybe not as granular in their understanding of the organisation. I mean, that might be, no, I think that's correct. You know, the board themselves have got a very, very strategic. So actually what we can say is, yeah, this is working because of.
Yeah.
And there's a good measure.
Yeah, and we can demonstrate it and evaluate
it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And our new chair of the board, again, our chair of the board is very keen on measurables so that we can then go to them and say, this is what success looks like.
Interesting. So you've got that governance angle coming in as well at the highest level. Yeah, really interesting.